John McKenzie, Far North Queensland's number one, 4CA.
Now, I think a whole lot of people are very excited about the cheap airfares that were announced in the early stages of this recovery, which is very recent indeed. Our airlines across the country, I'll just quote from the Courier Mail today, it says Australians finally have the freedom and confidence to travel again. But now the cost of airfares is plane, spent P-L-A-N-E, ridiculous. New official figures show domestic airfares have shot up by a third in just the past month to be the most expensive since 2020, with experts saying the increase is mainly because of Russian President Vladimir Putin's war on Ukraine and the bans on his oil. I won't come on with all the details, but some of the figures are very significant. For example, return flight Brisbane-Melbourne March was 348, 120% increase from February. The lowest fares Brisbane to Sydney and back also increased by 76% from $118 to $208. Listen to this one. The cheapest Mount Isa return tickets from Brisbane. This is Brisbane return Mount Isa, $831 in March, up 66% from $498 in February. The news is little better on the international front. Look, I'm going to cut to the chase. I've got the gentleman on the line that's right across all these matters, probably before they're even announced publicly. He's the editor-in-chief at AirlineRatings.com, Geoffrey Thomas. Good morning.
Greetings. How are you?
I think hopes have been dashed to a certain extent, Geoffrey, because when these prices came out, like Perth, we talked about Perth to Cairns, $159 or something, and everyone thought this is Christmas. This is going to be wonderful, but didn't last long.
Well, yes and no. It's one of the Courier Mail story, and I've seen it because my editor shot it to me this morning and said, what's this all about? It's one of the problems is if you take figures out of context, you can get one view. You've got to take a holistic view of airfares. Now, there's several dynamics here. First of all, we're running into Easter and school holidays.
Yes.
So airfares at the moment are expensive because all the cheap seats have been sold.
Yep.
Now, on an aeroplane, there could be up to 13 different what we call fare buckets. So there's different allocations of fares going up and up and up, depending on how far away from the actual flight date it is. And so, once all the cheap seats are gone, the only ones that are left are the more expensive ones. And they kind of capture the business market, the last-minute business market, who can afford to pay a bit more. So coming up to Easter and school holidays, sure, all the cheap seats are long gone. The other dynamic to this is, at the moment, airlines are still struggling to understand where the market is, what people want to do, and also bringing aircraft back, bringing crews back. It's still in a very, very turbulent sort of situation, if you like, as far as supply and demand is concerned. Mm. But if you go onto the Qantas website right now, which I'm on, and you look ahead, Cairns to Sydney one way, $238.
Oh.
Melbourne, $298. Mm. Etc. So there's plenty and plenty of deals out there. In fact, Virgin and Qantas have had two massive seat sales in the last week and a half. Mm. So to take fares out of context is really misleading, particularly when, you know, and they mentioned the Ukraine war and the oil price. Well, the oil price, yes, it has gone up, but the indication was that was only going to add about $10 or $15 to the ticket. It's $10 or $15, but it's not the sort of numbers that the Courier Mail is painting on this. And the other thing is the index they're using is the Department of Infrastructure and Transport's index, which is 1 point in 1 week. It takes place on a Thursday in the third week of the month. And it's just a point in time. It doesn't look at the whole month. It just looks at one particular point in time. It may not even capture a new seat sale that started the next day, et cetera. So we have to treat some of these things with a little bit of caution.
With a grain of salt, maybe this one as well, also from the Courier Mail. But yesterday it said Qantas was actually just 11 weeks away from going bust during the pandemic shutdowns, according to the airline's boss. I won't go on with all the details of it. But what was all this about, Geoffrey? Do you know about this?
Well, look, no, I'm on the periphery of this one. Well, if it's quoting coming from Alan Joyce, you probably have to give it, think, well, what is he talking about? Was he doing a bit of grandstanding about the situation? The reality is, yeah, the Qantas is one of the best financed airlines in the world. They've got a lot of aeroplanes they could have sold off and leased back. They've got lots of assets, other assets they could have sold and leased back. So I don't really think they were 11 weeks away of going bankrupt, quite frankly. I think that's been taken out of context. I really do. And sure, things have been tough. They've been damn tough, really tough. But sometimes these things are said to, they might be having a war with a union over pay rises and things like that. And they might sort of say, well, yeah, we're almost on the bones of our backside. But the reality is, no.
Well, the point you're making about, well, they're still trying to work out exactly what passengers want, where they want to go to, etc. He does say this, which is interesting. Passenger numbers have now soared. He said domestic capacity reached 110% of pre-COVID levels by Easter and will rise to 120% by mid-year. So that's certainly recovery with a capital R.
Well, yes, and one of the reasons for that is people... We want to travel. We're the great travellers of the world. There's no question about that whatsoever. Australians are known for being travellers. But a lot of people, while they want to travel, don't want to travel overseas. And I'm not talking about New Zealand. I mean, New Zealand, as far as I'm concerned, is part of Australia. It's the additional states. But, you know, New Zealand is different. And some of the Fiji is different too. They'll travel a little bit overseas, not very far, but they don't want to go to Europe because of the Ukraine war is one big factor there, and they're reluctant to go to the United States as well. So we don't want to travel too far away, and so we want to travel, so we're going to do more domestic travel. And so, yes, I see Qantas and Virgin, and when Bonza comes online, I see them being big beneficiaries of that particular trend. And I would suggest that trend will stick around for another 12 months at least until things overseas settle down. And I mean, we're having more waves of COVID. You know, the new variant, the BA2 variant now in England, people are leery of still of that. I think that people are saying yes, I'm happy to travel, but I don't want to travel too far, and so Australia and New Zealand will be the beneficiaries of that.
Very interesting indeed, as always. Thank you, Geoffrey.
It's a pleasure, John. Anytime.
Geoffrey Thomas, he's the editor in chief at airlineratings.com.